Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo Lesoefu, Malelangi Mama, Kiorana, Malo Elele, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Mele Puka, Mao, Mai Teama, Emomo Lava Viki, Petitato Tamana Italangi, Motana Tauhinga, Manahoka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Mateola Matemalo, Kumawe Gitato, Kokatino in Tato Tamahina Bene. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica House. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and East Tamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board, is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities. And our other sponsor, East Tamaki Healthcare, is one of the largest primary healthcare providers in the country, and East Tamaki Healthcare have been serving South Auckland communities for 40 years. Mahalo ni mahanga he tai lahi lele ki te Waitemata District Health Board. Here, my East Tamaki Healthcare, mo te ngā lue mahalo hi ma te tau tō mo a tātou kāinga pahe huka I Aotearoa New Zealand. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pasifika families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for our Pasifika people and for those who are serving our Pasifika population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Mahalo ni, Te Ama.
Good morning, and talofalava to all our beautiful listeners this morning. God is good, have woken us up again this new morning. And we are so blessed and privileged to have Mrs. Taifa along with us in the studio right here this beautiful morning again. But before we continue on, as we normally do, we're going to open our program with the word of prayer. Let us pray.
Ula fafzailo walo famalo wangale ia fale ma se Michelle ia ma Lorenzo lo ilunga wala fafzailo matau mawale ia vanua saua fa soa tuai ia ni famatalanga fo ia wala tuai le fe au taua ia ngale esili le poipoia na ilo tonga fitia matau se talo atu fatso isi mai fatso isi atu la ofio ni o mato si I for maile nga na le ia ia ma fa ia io na mato va tso le fi au male ile nei va no tsa wa il so fa yesu o mato o le tsai amen
amen.
Thank you.
Tato katoa toa, te alofalava, ma alole soifua, tēnā koutou, e ta whakalofalahi atu, ne sambula minaka. At this moment, I would like to give a very special welcome to our very special guest this morning. It's Mrs. Taifa Alongo. It's so lovely to have you back in the studio, and also to continue in educating myself and all of us here, that especially with Lorenzo, that's just walked in, let everybody know that. And welcome. Talo falava malo le soifua, ilawa fionga, taifa alongo.
Talofa, Ala vo sefoe la afion katsua. Fale puka, yeah, I may say for you, Michelle. Good to meet you. Yeah, I'm Ali Sunga ya Lorenzo wa tata fata smai for Faftai. Mule avanua.
Faftai, my fata la fata for you, la susunga, Lorenzo. Faftai mole ne taimi male ne for avanua tatu felo, I am a leo so mal to fin for ya taifalo.
Mole atule na faftai, fat my lord low. Sunga le fatua fa le puka ya ole fa ma fa tonu ta tu ko kalame ya fa ta lo fa tu fu i ta tu ma lo fa lo ya fa tu ya ta fa lo mo ya mai le au na nga le stroke foundation yo ya fo ile lo fa u lu ya ile plo ke tel pacifica di nei ni sila ato
amen and so Mrs. Taifa Alongo is the Pacific Stroke Prevention Project Coordinator from the Stroke Foundation of New Zealand. And so at this moment, as before she comes on, learned a lot from Taifa Alongo herself. She's very passionate about helping people. So one of the statements that I received from her is about each year about 9,000 people in New Zealand have a stroke. It's important to recognize when someone is having a stroke and to start medical treatment as soon as possible, because fast treatment can reduce brain damage and mean better outcomes. Acting fast can save lives, give people the best chance of recovery. So again, Taifa Alongo, with regards to your passion, which you always remind us whenever we do meet, you know, with our Pacific groups and our networks, you're forever reminding. And she's also wearing her T-shirt, which says signs of stroke fast, F for face, and she will talk more about it. And A, of course, is arm, and S is a speech, and T is for time. I'll give it over to you now, and welcome again, Taifa Alongo.
Faftai lava ele o fiona faltsua. Yeah, for the opportunity to be here, and thank you to my brother Lorenzo for being here. So I work for the Stroke Foundation. Stroke Foundation is a national organization working with people who have experienced stroke, and also working on the other area, and that is trying to, in the health promotion area, trying to stop people from having strokes. So prevention is actually the key for the work that I do. So my work in the community is visiting community groups, workplaces, churches, anywhere I can talk, and just talking about the importance of knowing what a stroke is and knowing what the risk factors of stroke. So with the message around stroke, there's still a misunderstanding, or there's still a perception that a stroke only happens when you have your disability. But what the message that we really want to get out, Fale, is that it's a brain attack. It happens in the brain. And depending on which part of the brain is affected, that's where the disability comes in. So we really want to make sure that our community know that there is a lot of things that we can do to protect our brains so that we're not getting strokes. Unfortunately, the prediction is that in 2030, the numbers would increase by 40%. So now we have 9,000 strokes. If we continue the pattern that we're in 2030, we would end up with 12,500 strokes a year. Mm. That is a lot of strokes. And that's a lot of families and a lot of communities that is being affected. So, yeah, so thank you for the opportunity, Fale.
Oh, thank you. And also a very special welcome to our community manager, who is Lorenzo Kaisara, who is also the co-host for Teama. So I'm just going to give it over to you now, Lorenzo.
Thank you so much, Fale. Now, Tai has elaborated on what her role is and some stats in regards to how many people that have been affected by stroke and also, you know, the main cause of stroke, because people need to understand what the main cause is and how they can prevent themselves from getting stroke. Tai Whalongo, talk to me about, you know, what your organisation or your project is currently doing or will be doing in order to raise awareness and help, you know, help people prevent getting stroke.
Thank you, Levine. So at the moment, we have a blood pressure van. It's called a blood pressure van. That's it's funded by Ryman Healthcare and the Stroke Foundation. So we've been very fortunate that we have some people in the community, namely Ryman, who have. Last year, we were successful in getting some funding from them to pay for the van to tour the country. So the van has actually been around the country for the last 8 months. And what the van does is it's specifically fitted, with two blood pressure machines that people can just go in, put their arm through, get their blood pressure checked, and then the staff on the van will actually go through around what the numbers mean and some of the ways that they can actually change those numbers. So one of the things that we're finding is that a lot of people haven't been to their GPs for the last couple of years or so, or some of them don't recall. But what's really important with the van in the community is that anybody can go in, and it's free too. And wherever it's parked up, whether it's a workplace or whether it's in front of Countdown car park or Pack and Save, if you see the van, just, you know, feel free to go in because it's all free.
And how long is a van going to be in Auckland for?
So the van is now available. It's as of the 1st of July 2019, it's now available in Auckland, and it will be here for 3 years. So for anybody, any community, any church, churches out there or workplaces, if you want the van to come to your work, to your group or organisation, if you're having events, just please feel free to go on our website, and there's information there on how to contact the van, but also feel free to contact me, because,
That's great news for, especially for our Pacific and Māori community, because I know there are a lot of barriers, you know, reason why our people don't go to see their doctors and have their blood pressure done. That's a very simple check that can save your life. Very simple check that can save your life. Now, the good news is my community, my people, my Pacific and Māori people out there, we've got a mobile van that goes out to the community, and it is open, it's free access, and it's free. Anybody can come to it, can come on the van and have their blood pressure check done, because if you do not know your blood pressure rate, then you have no idea where you're going and how your health is, where your health is at, right? So the importance of having that van around in the community is to have a free access, a mobile service that people don't have to go to see their GPs to have their blood pressure done, and to pay $15 or $20 just for a 15-minute visit. We have a mobile van out in the community, Tai. Can you just confirm your website and your contact number, how people can get a hold of you?
Yes. So the website is www.stroke.org.nz. That's www.stroke.org.nz. Or if you are in Auckland, you can ring me on 09-250-1188. 250-1188.
Nice. Now, I know in October we usually celebrate or, raise awareness on blood pressure and stroke in October. Do you have any upcoming events for that special, awareness?
Yes. So October the 5th of October, we are running the big blood pressure check day, and that is at every Pack and Saves in the country. So not just in Auckland, but in the country. Every Pack and Save will have somebody sitting in the front who's available to take your blood pressure or to check your blood pressure. And that is on the 5th of October. Then again on the 12th of October, we will be supporting an event, the Otara community.
I think it's called Chaos. Connecting all Otara services.
That's the one. Mm. Yeah. So we will also be there just for Otara on the 12th of October. So just a couple of upcoming events.
Mm. And now that's also another great news from my friend Tai Whalongo. On the 5th of October, if you head out to any Pack and Save, is it any Pack and Save?
Yes, it's any Pack and Save, and it's from 10 to 4, any time between that.
If you will be at a Pack and Save in Auckland, any time between 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon, make sure, pay a visit to the blood pressure station because it is free and it's right there. It saves you time from going to your family doctor just to have that blood pressure check. Now, Jay, are you working closely with other Pacific health organizations, like in terms of in relation to raising awareness and also supporting your kaupapa?
Yes, we work really closely with Whakatautua. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm based, so we have a great connection with Whakatautua. Mm-hmm. On our Pacific Stroke steering group, mm-hmm. we also have Lorenzo, who's the community liaison manager. On our steering group, we have a representative from South Seas Healthcare, mm-hmm. And also Sally Dalhousie representing the whanau,
mm-hmm.
As well as
Leo
TJ from Ministry of Pacific Peoples, mm-hmm. as well as John Pulu as a representative of the media.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually have a good representation, and that's mainly so that everybody is aware and we're able to share that load,
mm-hmm.
And encouraging a lot more people to participate,
mm-hmm.
And understand that it's really important that we want those numbers down,
mm-hmm.
and the best way to do it is to prevent it.
Tai Whalongo,
yeah.
mm. I have seen more younger people. What I mean by younger people, the age of 40, 50, who actually suffer stroke, it seems to get worse. Is that because of the lack of understanding, especially talking about blood pressure, you know, that you're actually bringing out to the community now? How can we make them understand the importance of understanding what blood pressure is?
It's a combination of things as well. The blood pressure is the key. It's a major cause of a stroke, and that's why we want to focus as part of our health promotion campaigns is focusing on blood pressure. And high blood pressure is becoming very prominent in our communities for some reason. But if you think about our lifestyles, we are so busy. Sometimes we work 7 days a week. We work long hours just to make ends meet. And so because we're tired, we tend to eat a lot of takeaways, you know.
Mm.
If that's going to save me a couple of times just to have a good rest, that's... Mm. And we're also finding that stress, you know, if you have a really high stressful workload or financial pressure. So there's a whole combination of reasons why there's a lot more in our community. So what we're really encouraging is if people can get their blood pressure, at least get their blood pressure checked twice a year. So that they'll know what the numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be at your doctor's.
Yes.
There are now chemists in the community that can check your blood pressure mm-hmm. for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also other events that you can... And often at events I mm-hmm. see
staff from Tamaki Health mm-hmm. taking blood pressure or from other services. Mm-hmm. So any opportunity you can you see in the community, just use them because it's free.
Talking about lifestyle, I was talking with a friend yesterday, just talking about when we were growing up in Samoa, going to school, no shoes, you know, and we've never seen bread for lunch. We just take like the leftover from the night before.
Two nights before.
Yeah, say for an example, like a banana or taro that was left over from the umu the night before. And what we were saying, talking about exercise and moving, us kids will wake up early in the morning and we have to do our task before we even can have breakfast.
That's right.
Early in the morning, like 6 o'clock.
Mm.
And there was a lifestyle that we enjoyed. Even though we didn't see money or things like lollies and butter and bread, but we were happy. We were talking about having the miti, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then one tin of sardines and you have the big pot that feed the whole family. But we were happy. What we were saying, like, we didn't have any money, but we were waking up in the morning to plant taro, to weed and walk to school for many miles, no shoes, still we're happy. I'm saying the blood pressure, why? And we didn't even talk about blood pressure in Samoa. There's no such thing as blood pressure until we came to New Zealand, right? Lifestyle we're talking about. And then we thought it would be lovely to go back to that lifestyle. No bills, no stress, no water bills.
Can I just add to Folly Booker's advice on the lifestyle? And I also think technology nowadays is a massive distraction, you know. Our kids, our young people are now turning to technology, you know, devices for help, you know, to occupy their time. So rather than getting out there and do some exercises or help mum and dad at home to make meals, like homemade cookings, they're now turning to technology as it is an answer, you know, to their problems.
Yes, technology and takeaways.
Technology and takeaways, that's right, yes. Absolutely. Now, I attended last week on Friday, the Ministry of Health Talanoa session about all this. And it was funny because I was sitting there in a whānau, and I was getting texts from Tai Whārongo and all my friends who couldn't make it, you know. And they were absolutely right, you know. Around this time, as they always have workshops like this, but the thing is, I really hope, and I really do hope that the feedback and our opinions and our talanoa that was given on a day will be taken on board.
Yes, thank you. The contributions that we so passionate about lifestyle, you know, the way we live, and you've just brought up. That's the biggest issue today is technology. But the fact that you have actually made the effort to bring out the mobile vans into the community, is that including church groups as well?
Yes, Fale, it's any group. Our main focus audience for the van is Pacific, Māori, or any of the minority groups. So we are open to any groups who want to for us to come in, even if it's just for a few hours, get their church members through. So this is actually a really good time. And if you're also running events like or health talks, those kinds of things, it's really good to connect with us. We have a booking system because obviously the van can't be in two places at once. So September, October is actually starting to fill out with appointments. So the sooner you can get to book the event, the most likely that will we'll put that on the calendar if it's free. But so on the website or on here, there's an email. I think the easiest thing will be to ring me.
Yes, I think that's
or
the
email.
I have your contact, and I will do that. The question is it every day? that the service is available to, or is it just 5 days a week?
No, we're actually available any day. Yes. Yeah. And so tomorrow we will be in Green Lane. Last week we were out in Manukau twice last week at the courts. So the service out last week was actually targeting staff from the courts, the probation and the New Zealand police. So we have workplaces that are close together, so they provide car parks for us so that we can just set up, because we can just set up outside anywhere, really. Yeah.
So, Lorenzo, there you are. We're going to have to promote this mobile van.
Yes. That's our contribution to make sure that a lot of people, know about the van. Mm-hmm. Now, the good thing about this van, and I just hearing Tai sharing about the van being at the courts last week, and I think what comes to mind is we need to look after ourselves. You know, us health professionals, us the servants, that we serve our people. We need to look after ourselves first before we help our people.
Because we're no good if we're not healthy.
Absolutely. Now, Fale, I worked on a van a few times with Tai Whalongo. The last time I was on a van was the van was parked in front of the Countdown supermarket in Mangere East.
Yes.
And it was a fantastic day. Mm-hmm. A day full of, it was like full of energy and, the conversations around the importance of having that blood pressure done and the response from our people who used the service on the day. One of the highlights I saw on the day, Fale, was having two students from Auckland University supporting and helping Tai and her colleague on the van on that day. And I think there is an opportunity for maybe work experience, like for our students who are studying maybe nursing or any health topics at university. Can you elaborate on that, Tai?
So we have the two students. So they are PhD candidates, students who are doing a study on the study is called Salternative.
Mm-hmm.
So Salternative is looking at alternatives to salt. And so they are at the moment they're recruiting for participants to be on the study. They need 800 people. So, and this study will actually include obviously they'll have different groups, one that will get the intervention and the other who will be the control group. And the idea is that because what's happening with salt, there are companies there, marketing places who are very clever in marketing their products. Mm. And so marketing pink salt, Himalayan salt, health salt, those. Unfortunately, it's the sodium that's in the salt. So whether they say it's pink Himalaya, it still has sodium. And so that's the component that's dangerous for our health, and particularly with blood pressure. So the Salternative study is about producing an alternative to salt that really is a healthier alternative. And we also find that people say, food is not tasty if it's not salty. And we just get into the habit of putting salt on. Unfortunately, it's not just the food that we put on. It's not just the salt that we put on our food. A lot of our food in New Zealand now has already got salt in it. Example, breads have salt. Even butter has salt. There's a lot of food. Our corned beef, those 2-minute instant noodles, that little packet of flavouring, that's all salt.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're already getting food that has already got salt in it, and then we're putting extra salt on it, just imagine the sodium content that has a direct impact on our blood pressure. Salt does,
Tai, knowing you, that you are very passionate about what you promote with regards and you speaking about salt and sugar. Sorry, salt. The reason why I'm saying sugar because diabetes.
Yep.
It's these are the two main things, sugar and salt. They seem to go for those two particular things. But with yourself, I always hear you when we sit around at the table, and you always remind us of salt. So my question is, like I'm asking right now, knowing you, you do walk the talk, right? Like there are salt already in the butter, so we should not have pepper and salt on the table, right?
Yes. So it's one of those things, Fale, where there will be older people out there that says that they get cramps, and so they've been advised to take
salt,
more salt. There's also diabetic people who lose a lot of, you know, with their medication, they actually lose a lot of the fluids from their body. So, so it really, I guess the key message is that if you already have an existing condition, it's really important that you get that information from the doctor. Ask your doctor, is this okay for me? Because that's what they're there for, to answer some of your questions. In relation to walking the talk, Fale, yes, I've been told that I'm the salt police. But I don't intend to do that. It's because I love them so much that I just want them to risk, because reducing salt is definitely reducing your risk of high blood pressure and of strokes. So, you know, so if we look at it from that perspective.
No, I do. And that's why I'm talking like this on air, because I do know you're passionate about it, and you always. And you've also answered the part with regards to some old people do need to have salt and sugar as well. So according to the doctors, you're very right. You know, according to their situation, their condition, things are done moderately. Thank you so much. Anyway, you wouldn't believe our time is almost up, and we didn't even have a track. Yeah, sure. So you've got about, so Tai Fa Long, with the time that you have left with, also with Lorenzo, can you, like, give out to your listeners exactly what you'd like them to take away from this presentation?
Thank you, Fale. I just want to also just raise, to go back to what you shared before about FAST. FAST is an acronym that is known worldwide, of the easiest way to remember the signs of stroke. So FAST is F is face. If you see somebody's face drooping on one side. C is arm. Is their arm or their leg weakened? Is there weakness in their arm or their legs? Speech is their speech mixed up, or is it jumbled, or is it slurred, or are they not able to talk to you? And T, I know, Fale, my T-shirt says time, but last year we changed it to take action. So take action, call 111 immediately. A stroke happens in the brain. It's when a blood vessel inside the brain is blocked, stopping the blood from flowing through to other parts of the brain, damaging those parts, or a blood vessel inside the brain actually bursts, causing bleeding inside the brain, leading to... that's the more serious one. So, and what they say is that the quicker somebody gets to the hospital after having a stroke, the better the outcome will be. So we have, I've spoken about Langi before. He was a 29-year-old gentleman. 5 kids, had a stroke at 29. He had a stroke. Fortunately for Langi, his mother-in-law was at the table, saw the face drooping, and then his speech was a bit funny. And so she reached out and called 111. he managed to get to the hospital very, very quickly, and they were able to save a lot of did the treatment, and he was pretty much healed by the next day. So the surgeons at the time, they were saying that the specialists were saying that if he didn't make it on time in hospital, he would have ended up with massive disability. But that just highlights the importance of getting to the hospital.
Tai, would be really nice to next time to have some success stories like what you're sharing now, to make people really listen and to hear that how to recognize, you know, someone who may be having a stroke but do not know that they are, because I've seen a lot of them have healed, you know, from having a stroke, and which is a good thing. And some may take a little while to get exercise and get to mobile again and start moving their body. And so what you're reminding me of as you started at the beginning is prevention is better than cure.
Absolutely. And a lot of the strokes, 75% of strokes can be stopped.
Yes.
It could have been prevented. So that's a lot of people and families saved from us. So one of the reasons why we're out there, and we're also really dependent on the help from your from yourself as well, Fale, because we've worked together before. And I think this is one of the things that we all need to work together.
Yes.
Because we can't fight this on our own. The Stroke Foundation need a whole lot of other people as well to share those prevention messages. And as my brother Lorenzo shared about the Pacific Health Action Plan, Talanoa last week, we're hopeful that there will be some great outcomes, and we just need to make some changes with our community. So whaftai lava.
Yeah, so Lorenzo, because of you being such a great supporter, perhaps we just have 2 minutes to talk about the importance of supporting our loved ones who, you know, have suffered the experience of stroke.
Yes, I think, you know, we do need to look out for each other, especially our, you know, parents. You know, make sure you look out for your kids, and us kids, make sure you look out for your own parents and also your grandparents. You know, it's important to raise awareness on fast, so we know the signs and the symptoms, and then we take action immediately. So it's really important, and I really hope that you know, the Ministry of Health will come out with you know, with a better action plan to, you know, for better health outcomes for Pacific and Maori. Now, I have one more question for Tai Fale.
Yeah.
Tai, does your team have a community team that does, you know, follow ups, you know, like that work closely with those who have been affected?
Yes. So one of the services of the Stroke Foundation is working with, and the service is called Community Stroke Advisors.
Mm-hmm.
So they are based all around the country as well.
Mm-hmm.
And their role is they connect to the hospitals,
mm-hmm.
and they pick up anybody who has had a stroke, confirmed stroke. So then when they come to the community, they are able to connect to them. So off lately, or since the Pacific Stroke Prevention Act started, we have come across families who language is a barrier.
Yes.
So what happens if they're actually picked up in hospital by the Stroke Foundation, they will refer them to me, and I'll work with the team at Whakatautua,
mm-hmm.
To support those families. So that's the pathway for Pacific.
So, Tai Fa'alongo, I know you've been doing this work for a while. Are you the only Pacific Stroke Prevention Project Coordinator for the Pacific, right?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I am still it. Mm-hmm. So I came on board in 2012 yes. to start the Pacific Stroke Prevention Project and based at Waikatautua. So I am the project leader, the project coordinator.
The project admin.
The project driver. Yes. So at this stage, we are hopeful. But it's Stroke Foundation is a charity, so at the moment we are kind of managing with what we have. But what we've been able to do is we've been able to strengthen relationships with other services that are able to support us. Mm-hmm. Specifically for the Pacific community. So we've been able to also work with Alliance Health,
yes,
with the Healthy Village Action Zone. So projects that are out there that we can support, and they can support us as well. So and with a brother over here,
yes,
just being a model on our van,
yes.
He likes coming to be a model, so
yeah. That's our only model.
Yes, but that's good because it's our Pacific faces that are out there. That's so right, yeah.
I only go on the van because I see that they need a male on the van, for our male patients.
Yes, hey. Yes, yeah, definitely. Yes. So there you go. Without the male, we cannot, yes, won't be complete.
So. The only problem then, Fale, is that with the male there, we actually have ladies queuing up because they want to know whether which because he's our model, he's our actor. He's a dancer. Police. He just has so many roles that, yeah, we usually end up having a queue outside just to meet him. So we might need to charge her, getting people in if he continues to come.
Yeah, that would be good. And it has to be Lorenzo, right? We don't want any other male. It has to be Lorenzo.
If there's any other male there that would be...
another model.
Yes, another model there that would be happy to support us. Yes. Yeah. Please come on.
Volunteer,
absolutely. Yeah. That's right. Lastly, do you want to just to promote that mobile van again? I'm really excited about that. You're going to be having some calls from our group to book the next available appointment. Yeah.
Yep. So the free blood it's the blood pressure van. It's out and about in the community. Tomorrow we'll be in Green Lane. If I can quickly share a story, Fale. So a few weeks ago we were able to get to a church community, and we came across a lady who was on medication. You know, she was quite onto it. Came in to check the blood pressure and it was 200 plus.
Wow.
She didn't know that she had such high numbers. We had to check it three times, same outcome, and we asked for her to go immediately to get information. Anyway, to cut a long story short, followed her up in a week since she had it checked, and it was actually another medication that was impacting on it, but there was no way of her knowing. So, you know, that's a success story that we found just by coming in and having a blood pressure check. So, yeah. Blood pressure check. If for any information, feel free to ring me or go on our website, stroke.org.nz.
And at this time, on behalf of Te Ama, we'd like to thank you, Taifa Alonga, for coming, and over to Lorenzo.
Thank you so much, Falepuka, for having Tai and myself on the radio today. And also, you know, you are doing an awesome job. You know, I got feedback from our community who, you know, regularly tune in to our program. So thank you very much. I will confirm who will be our next guest speaker sometime next weekend.
God bless. Te Ama.